Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Chanel Budd, and a special guest, Evangelist Shiera Stallings. I am honored to have her on today as our special guest. I would like to tell you all that Shiera Stallings is also the founder and managing director of She Soars. So good morning, Shiera.
Hi, thank you so much, Chanel, for inviting me. I'm very excited to be here and for us to really dive into some topics and have some fun and have a discussion. And I just want to just highlight, some people call me Shiera, but I like Sharia. So you can call me Sharia, and we can go from there. But thank you so much for inviting me to your radio show, and I'm just excited.
You're welcome, and it is Sharia. So
Sharia,
you're
welcome,
yes. And I thank you. Your name is beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're welcome. So I know that you have a lot of information to share with us this morning. And so the topic for today is revenue streams. It's all about a steady flow. So I would like for you to touch a little bit on who you are, a little bit about your background, and then we'll get started.
Okay, thank you. So to everyone that's listening, my name is Shiera Stallings. I wear many, many hats. I am an evangelist. I'm a chaplain. I'm a cheerleader for Christ. I am a cancer survivor, a national and international speaker. However, today I come to you as the founder and managing director of She Soars LLC, which is a transformational leadership and professional development organization. And so we help women identify blind spots that create barriers to their success. And to date, She Soars have trained over 1,500 entrepreneurs and small business leaders. We work with nonprofits, universities. We've been contracted by schools, other entrepreneurs, churches, ministry leaders, and even professional women in their careers that's looking to move up the corporate ladder and to launch different projects and or ideas. Thank you.
Thank you. So I would like to ask one of the interesting topics. How did you come up with the subject matter?
Yes. So today we're talking about revenue streams. It's all about a steady flow. And so usually in coming up with this topic, when I was actually reading, doing my own personal Bible study, and I was reading about the story of Adam and Eve, and particularly about the makeup of the Garden of Eden. And to get most of out of what I'm reading, I usually review the Bible, the text, in many different ways. I look at it geographically to get a feel of the region or where certain events took place. I may look at it historically. I may study the period that start to research, you know, what was happening during that period of time, or I may look at it literally to see if there's any relevance in my life right now with what I'm going through or what I've been through. And then lastly is figuratively, right, or symbolic. You know, I'm praying and asking the Lord, is there a deeper meaning, a takeaway or a lesson that may affect a decision that I need to make? And so with this topic, revenue stream, it's all about a steady flow. I was looking at the Garden of Eden, and I noticed that there was four rivers, which we will discuss a little later. But I started to wonder why there was four rivers, not one, not two. And why was it so important to even mention these rivers? And so that is where my journey, you know, started on studying the rivers. And I realized that there was four rivers, so that for whatever reason, Coach Chanel, that if one were to run dry, that there would still be three others that could replenish the earth that could replenish the Garden of Eden. And so right here in the very beginning, God is showing us that he had, you know, there's a plan A, B, C, and B. And, you know, mm-hmm. and that there was contingency even built in the system, built in creation to mitigate risk and to provide us with a cushion for any unforeseen incidentals.
Good. Can you take us through the types of revenue streams? How many revenue streams will we be discussing today?
So we're going to talk about the four revenue streams as it in comparison to the four rivers, that that is discussed here in the Garden of Eden.
Okay. So you want to go ahead and start
So now one of the things that I want to talk about in terms of the importance of these revenue streams, because I'm often reminded, Coach Chanel, that, you know, as a young girl, I will always hear the saying. I don't know if you ever heard this saying about do not put your eggs all in one basket, right? And
absolutely.
Basically this was about not dedicating all your time, all your energy, all your resources in one item just in case it fails. You won't run the risk of losing everything, and that not everything will be lost. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about the four revenue streams. So now in the Bible, it talks about the first river was called the Pison River. And the Bible says that is the gold in that river was exceptionally pure, that it was pure and the gold was good. And then there was onyx there, and there was beryllium. And that's aromatic resin that's used, or oil that's found in myrrh. And so when you look at the Pison River, that's representative of our main source of income. And if we were in business, our main products and service. Also, the revenue that is guaranteed, that you know is coming, that's pretty much your main breadwinner. It is secure. This is your collateral. This is your cash cow. This is the revenue that you can bank on. And so the second river is called the Gihon River in the Garden of Eden. And so the Bible talks about that this river is bursting forth. It is gushing. And so usually when it comes to something that's bursting forth and gushing, this is all about the supply and demand. This is the item, that thing that everyone is coming to you for. This is the thing that is trendy. This is the hot item that you are presenting that you have in that moment. The third river, and slow me down if you need to, is called the Tigris River. That river is a swift river. The makeup of the Tigris River, and it exists today, is a swift river. It's fast. It's arrow-like. And this is your window of opportunity. And so you have to take a step back. And we know that when it comes to a window of opportunity, we have to jump on it. You have to have that discernment to know that the time is now, because just as quickly as it comes is just as quickly as it goes. And you can miss the opportunity or jump on it and ride the wave. But then the last river that I want to talk about is the Euphrates River. And so the Euphrates River is slow. It's actually 60 to 70% of the Euphrates River is created by rain and melting snow. So that means that the Bible tells us not to despise small beginnings. So this will be your residual income. And we know that rain can come in as a mist. It could come in as drops. It could come in as drizzles. It could come in as a storm or a monsoon, depending on the season. And so right here, what I just expressed are four different rivers that have all, that have four personalities. And so even when it comes to your revenue streams and diversifying your portfolio, and I'll take a step back here, even as I got older, you know, my broker would make an assessment and take a look at what I wanted to have and what I needed to retire. And he would tell me, take a look at what I needed to maintain a standard of living. And then based on that, he would tell me to put a certain percentage in high stocks, low stocks, a few bonds. All those things behave differently. And all of those things yield a different type of fruit and different multiple of fruit. And that's the same way your portfolio should be when it comes to your revenue streams. In the Bible, each one of these rivers behave differently. And this is the lesson, and I'll stop there. This is the lesson that and the revelation that I pulled out of this text.
This is beautiful and powerful information and resourceful information. And I'm just, again, so grateful to have you on the Selfless Love Talk Show. I would like to speak to our listening audience. I just wanted to ask you all to please mute your phone, because what I do is I'm going to have you on live, but I would like for you to mute your own phone so that when it comes time to for questions, you all will be able to do so. I thank you all again for being a part of the Selfless Love Talk Show. Please have you a paper and pen, because she is dropping nuggets. So thank you so much, Sierra, and we will go ahead and continue. Okay, so we're going to go through. Go ahead with the last part of what you were going to start saying to me, to us.
And so that's kind of like I wanted to like let that piece absorb, because it's very important to create revenue streams in our lives. Water streams, rivers are symbolic of life. Vitality, they continue to flow. They continue to flow, and they are free. Rivers represent freedom. And in this life, this is what each one of us are striving for, financial freedom. We want to have a level of autonomy. And we ourselves are responsible for it, and we have to activate this action, what's in our hands. And so what I'll say to, to every business owner, consultant, entrepreneur, mompreneur, ministry leader, church, whatever, we have to create these multiple revenue streams within our company, within our lives, in order to remain viable. And because there is freedom, right? There is freedom when we have options and choices. This allows us to plan ahead. It keeps us in a place where we can remain proactive instead of reactive. And to be proactive, and I speak to myself on this, is very calming. It allows us to keep a clear head in the game, and we're able to make wise and sound decisions and not be reactive, not do things out of, make decisions out of desperation, right? And because there is nothing, there's absolutely nothing worse than being in a place of powerlessness. And this is exactly what happens when one is not proactive and have to deal with what is handed down to them because they did not plan. And this definitely will raise the level of anxiety, and it will cause stress. And it's the reason why many businesses, have even shut down, or ministries have closed. And I think today, in this time, we're living in an unprecedented time, Coach Chanel, that look at what's happening besides going through, before we lived through recessions, right? Stock market crashing. But my God, look what this pandemic has done, right? You know, that this was almost like biblical times where, like famine in the land or, major catastrophe. And it caused major strain for some, and I'm talking from a provision standpoint. And then there were others who, although, you know, that God allowed to watch it, watch and pray. You understand what I'm saying? Because we still dealt with a lot of loss, but I'm just speaking from a provision standpoint of not being in lack, you know, during these times. We have to always be ready so we don't have to get ready because we just never know.
Thank you, because this is the truth. And this topic is very, very, very important, and that's why I'm so glad that you came and shared with us today. Because, you know, we do hear a lot now, more than ever, right, about multiple streams of income and what does that mean and, you know, stock markets and investing your money and, you know, investing in yourself. So what happens if your business is lacking one or more of the streams? Does it mean that you're doomed?
Absolutely not. And so one of the things I find, and this is what we do within She Soars, right? We have a program called Operation 1440, where we identify those blind spots, where we, help women come up with those additional revenue streams, those projects, those ideas, because a lot of times some of these things, gifts, talents, and abilities that God has given to us, is so close to us that we don't see it. However, everyone around us, you know, can see like, wow, this person is talented in that. This person should monetize that. This person should write that book or go into business or develop that project, develop that idea. One of the things, and I'll give you a few that you should start to do, is ask around. Ask around those people who are close in your circle in terms of what are the things that they feel that you are good at, that you do very well. Start jotting down some of the things that you like to do, your hobbies, your interests, right? Start even thinking about and paying attention on the things that people may compliment you on. I'll give an example. I know a woman who has very beautiful hands. People would say, wow, your hands are so pretty. Wow, they look so youthful or whatever. And guess what? She is a hand model. She found a market that she modeled her hands for different lotions, products, and now she walk around with gloves on her hands all the time because she's protecting her most precious commodity. Now, wow. Within She Soars, we do something a little bit more structured where we really go through, like, this huge assessment. Like, we go, it's like over 100, a question assessment over 100 questions that that allow us to pull out your top five strengths that you really should be focusing on to either move ahead in what it is that you're doing and or to develop a different, you know, project, idea, and or revenue stream.
Wow. So what if it becomes challenging creating multiple revenue streams? What steps should you take?
So yeah, and so just to piggybacking on what I just said, right? My thing is, usually we live in a world where people say, you know, we look at our weaknesses, and we say, oh, we want to manage our weakness, we want to mitigate, you know, we want to manage our or strengthen our weaknesses, and I'm flipping it a bit. You need to know what your strengths are. You need to know what your strengths are, because your gifts, talents, and abilities, those are the areas that the Lord is looking for you to pivot, move forth, shift, and run with. So once again, you know, those gifts, talents, and abilities, sometimes, once again, that they're so close to you that you don't realize these are the things that you do well. So once again, ask someone. Let's tap into the strength finders, you know.
Thank you. So how do business owners know if they are truly running a business or an expensive hobby?
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Every single business, right? We're going to make it real simple. If it makes you money, you are in a business. If it does not make you money, you are running an expensive hobby. And it is that simple.
I hope my listening audience is listening to this and taking notes. Can you tell us a little more about She Soars and how can She Soars help develop revenue streams for businesses?
Okay, and so just to piggyback a little bit of what I talked about earlier, so one of the things we look at, right, I don't know if you ever heard this saying. It actually is a book, and it talks about how men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti, and that men have this unique ability, and of course this is a generic broad stroke, to compartmentalize things in brackets, you know, in boxes, like waffles. And women, that we're like spaghetti, that everything we do, from family, home life, work, business, ministry, everything is intertwined, and it shows up in every facet of our lives. So one of the things that we do whenever we're working with women and in our workshops, in Operation 1440 workshop, we also have a workshop called BALL, B-A-L-L, Building a Lasting Legacy. You know, we don't always, before we even dive into the business, we deal with the total woman. It is very important. We have result-driven workshops that stretch the women in this program, in the program, to be intentional about the choices they make to create additional revenue streams, how to launch and grow their business, their projects and ideas, to be able to confidently operate in a competitive market and environment, and ultimately to design a life of abundance personally and professionally. And one of the things, the main thing that we do focus on, because all the women that have participated and continue to participate in our workshops or attend our retreats, they are phenomenal. They are unstoppable. However, our job within this is to always identify those blind spots that create barriers to their success and moving forward. And it's also, we pull out those strengths and those talents and abilities that they may have not recognized because it's so close to them, to really catapult them to the next level. And that is the premise of She Soars. And we, you know, our theme is she laughs, she plays, she thrives, she soars. Because we believe that just as much as we are, you know, committed to working hard, that we must learn how to play and laugh and have fun and truly practice self-care, have fun and enjoy the fruits of our labor.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead now and ask, how can our listening audience contact and connect with you?
And so, okay, great. So many different ways. You can visit our website at shesoars.com. We're currently on Facebook as well. Our Facebook handle, facebook.com/shesoars.com. And we launched our Instagram page. And you can definitely, you can drop a message in my DM. You can hit me up, and you can reach me on any one of those socials.
Thank you so much. I am now going to open up for questions. If any of our listening audience would like to ask, I cannot do it this morning, but your name, I apologize.
Sharia, yes.
Fine. You are able to do so right now. So, again, if you don't have anything to ask right now, please keep your phones muted. And you do
Hello,
not
Sharia.
Have to
this
be
is...
shy. Go ahead. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. This is
good
Autumn.
Morning.
Chanel's sister. I'm just at an all right now. Hi, beautiful. I'm at an all right now because, you know, I have a lot of things that I would love to do. It's just staying focused on one, and that's just building my brand with, you know, being a part of a because I'm already in healthcare, and I always wanted to have my own CNA business and do certain things with healthcare, and I'm just trying to find my strengths all over again. So you helped me reopen this book, and I'm just so grateful to be on here to be able to hear someone else give you a little feedback to help you, you know, grow your business and grow something new for yourself. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to be on here today. Thank you so much for your information.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Yes. All right. Is there anyone? Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. My name is Camelia, and I am familiar with this beautiful woman you have on your as your guest on this morning. I thank you for this afternoon, rather. No, this morning. I thank you for sharing the information, my honey girl sister. What I'd like to ask, though, is what would you suggest for someone that's interested in perhaps following the blueprint that you have laid out? What would you suggest be the first thing that someone does?
Thing I would say is to sign up for Operations 1440 so that we can give you the blueprint to walk through everything. But from a level in terms of taking a first step yourself, in terms of taking a look at the four rivers, the first thing I will tell you to do that now that you have identified and I have express what these different types of revenue streams are as it relates to the rivers in the Bible. Now it would be time for you to conduct a self-assessment to see what you have or what you need to develop. And then this moves you into a place of accountability. And so just to quickly, when we go back and take a look at the four rivers, you can start, you know, jotting down what is that revenue source, that product or that service that is representative of the Pishon River that is exceptionally good, that is guaranteed. What is the product, service, revenue stream that I have that's in supply and demand? What is the one that's representative of the Tigris River? What is that opportunity? What's opportunities today in the world that we are living in today that I can take advantage of? Because now this is that window of opportunity. And I really want to take a step back and say this. A lot of people think that it's very hard to start businesses during recessions, And during times like this, like during the pandemic, but studies show that more women businesses have actually opened now during this pandemic than any other time ever, because now that the world has shut down, but people bills have not stopped, people have looked within themselves and started to get creative. It forced them to get creative and how to develop an additional revenue stream. And to me, this is representative of the Tigris River, which is a swift river, the window of opportunity. It opens in that moment, and guess what? And it's going to close again. It's going to close because we're not going to always be in this space. And then lastly, what are some of the things that you can do that's representative of the Euphrates River that can just trickle in? Even if it's trickling little by little, that's what the Euphrates River is representative of, because then at least you have something coming in. But these are some of the things that we go more in depth in our workshop, but you can actually start that process.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I will be in touch. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Reverend Gail Richardson. And I just
welcome.
Wanted to say
hello.
Hello?
Did we lose you?
Yes. This is Gail Richardson.
There she is.
And I just wanted to say that I heard everything, and it's just phenomenal. And I think Sharia is phenomenal, and She Soars is just awesome. So
thank
I'm going to get back in touch, because I really want to be a part of this operation. It is so needed in our community right now, and I know so many other women who need it too. And I know that I'm one of them, so you're going to hear from me real soon. God
bless
you.
Thank you
for putting her on your
thank
show.
Thank you for those kind words. And Coach Chanel, if I just may say this, because I realize I talk about Operation 1440, but there is symbolism behind the title. Operation 1440 was birthed out of that there's a time and a season for everything. And 1440 is representative of the number of minutes that we all have in a 24-hour period. And so each morning when God wakes us up, Coach Chanel, you have, and we live through the 24 hours, you have 1,440 minutes, and I have 1,440 minutes. And everybody on this line has 1,440 minutes. It sounds like I'm getting feedback.
Yes. Is there any way you all can please mute your phones? We're getting background noise. Thank you.
And so Operation 1440 is representative of the number of minutes we have in a 24-hour period. And the reason why this is significant and we lean on this is because depending on how wisely I use my 1440 and you use your 1440, is going to show up in what our tomorrow, our next week, and in our next month and our next year looks like. And for instance, this pandemic was very evident of that. It was very evident of, you know, separate, and I want to move away from the laws, but I'm talking again from provision only. If we were prepared that in terms of who used their 1440 wisely, and they wasn't in a place of pandemonium and stress because of lack of provision.
This is good. So is there anyone else?
I don't know if there's
any
other questions.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Sharia, this is amazing. I'm so grateful because I also have gotten a lot of confirmation
just hearing, you know, all the knowledge that you are giving us today. And it's funny because I was led to read about the rivers some time ago, probably about a good 6 or 7 months ago. And it's so relevant. Mm-hmm. So when you spoke on this, it was just touching me even more deeper. And now I have a better understanding of what that really means for us today. And, you know, taking the time to believe in yourself, to encourage yourself, to invest in yourself, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, mm-hmm. you also spoke on, you know, the specific streams has specific times, you know, and mm-hmm. that's very important as well, because the opportunities are there, but they won't always be there. So that
right, and in this, yes, and this time and age, right? Life has shown
yes.
us that in business and in life that we have to be able to pivot. We have to be able to pivot. We have to be able to change and to shift, right? It's happening technology, right? From VHS to DVD to, you know, now we're streaming our movies. For those who did not pivot
yes.
in that industry, they do not exist anymore. And so the same thing is we can't, the Bible tells us about trying to put new wine in old wineskins, right? Now that the world is trying to open back up and starting to open back up, we can't now try to go back and create what once was. We're now in a new space, in a new place, and we have to be open to what God has in store for us. And I'm not going to preach, but I'm just going to say this, that, you know, because the Bible talks about in the beginning was the Word, which means that the Word predates the written text, which is the Bible. That when God created the foundation of the earth, that the Word was here, which is why when we go into this Word, just the same way that the Lord has given me the revelation with the rivers in terms of what it is that he wanted me to see about the garden in this time, that we are living in a time and a space that we need the rhema word, we need a revelation. We need to know what it is that God is saying to us about our business, about our project, about our ideas. We need to know what it is that he is saying to us when he tells us that we can have life and that we can have life more abundantly right here on this earth. Everything that God says is true. Everything that he said is true, that we should be living the abundant life. And his will should be evident in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven, because in prayer, in spirit, we have that connection to pull that down and to have it manifest in our lives. So the main thing is for each one of us, each one of the believers, each one of us that are on the line, that we have to be able to touch and agree, connect in the spirit, connect even physically, socially, professionally, right? So that we can all be helpers one of another, supportive one of another, to catapult each one's businesses and careers. I am a cheerleader for all my sisters, all my people, their business, their products, ideas, whatever I have the financial capacity to do. If somebody do something, I'm going to support it immediately. Immediately. Because I have a desire for everyone to win. And when we have that, it comes back. And so that's what we hear. We're dealing with revenue streams. It's a steady flow. And God wants us, you know, wants this to be evident in our lives. It's in Genesis. And during the foundation of the earth, he created multiple streams. So not did he have it evident in the earth, he wanted to be manifested. And he wanted to be evident in our lives. And I thank God for, you know, I'm here. You know, if anyone wants to talk to me, you can send me an email as well. I'm Sharia, S-H-E-R-I-A, @shesoars.com.
You can throw me an email. You can hit me up on my socials, and I'll be more than happy that even if you can't join the workshop, I do have individual clients as well. And God bless you, and thank you again, Coach Chanel, for this space and this time.
You are so welcome. And, again, thank you for being one of our special guests, a phenomenal woman of God. So I
Amen.
Just wanted to go ahead and see if there was anyone else that would like to say anything, because I will be praying us out.
Yes.
So if there's anyone else, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, hi, how you doing? Chanel, first and foremost, I want to just, you know, thank God for blessing you to produce this broadcast that we have through you and Sister Sherlin, Starling. I'm sorry if I said your name.
It's fine.
God
Starling,
be the glory.
Sharia,
God be
fine.
The glory.
Yes,
God be
God,
the glory.
Thank you.
I am just shaking. I'm just shaking my head. Everything that you have put out to us today is correct. Everything that you have talked about is on point. And glory be to God for you, because we need to hear more of you. We need to hear more of the foundation, you know, of God's promise at the beginning, you know, because John 1 says, in the beginning was Word, and Word was with God.
Yes.
And so we need to know, you know, who the Word is, what did the Word represent, and me just hearing you, I want to hear more. I want to hear more, and I just thank Chanel for this opportunity for us to come on today so that we can get more perspective on how to grow and grow in Christ and what those four rivers mean and, you know, and the stability in them, you know, because the Bible says that, you know, we're getting to where they're getting ready to dry up, so our time is short, you know. And so I want to just thank you and just encourage you to keep pushing on, sister, because we need you, you know. We need to hear more and more, you know, of your prophetic word, how you explain it. You know, evangelism is there for all, but we need good sisters that are willing to just step out and put yourself out there and help one another to grow. We really, really just thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, good morning.
All right. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Ann Johnson. I wasn't debating on whether I wanted to say something, but I was listening to Evangelist Starling, who is one of my sisters in Christ, and I just want to compliment her on how she reaches out and she launches out into the deep to try to explain things, and she makes it so phenomenal, you know, and explain especially the four rivers. And I feel that in this day and time, we know from what I got from what she's saying is that don't sit back idle and let your mind just wander and just sit there and not do anything. Use what God has put in you. It has nothing to do with age, race, creed, or color, but it's about what God has instilled in us, and she is pulling that out. And I'm glad that you have this platform, and I'm praying that God advances what you're doing. Praise God.
Amen.
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 And Coach Chanel, may I say one thing, and thank you for that, Evangelist Johnson. And that is the key, that we can't sit idle. It's important that we don't get stuck. We have to understand that God has a plan, promise, and purpose for each and every one of us. And this is not one of those fluffy, like, you know, believe it and achieve it kind of conversations. But what I'm saying is that we have to always remember that God has a plan, promise, and purpose for us, which means that he chose us and that man did not choose us. And that sometimes, well, all the time, man has always have to catch up to what God has already ordained.
Amen.
Because God already knew what and who you would be from even before he was in your mother's womb. Man has to catch up and figure out what it is that God has for you. But you, each and every one of us, have to know this for ourselves. And I'm going to say this, and I'll turn it back over to you, Coach Chanel, is that sometimes we are looking to work and do something in one area, right? But God wants us to be something else, somewhere else. And we, and this is why we have to come back and make this self have this thing that we do may not be a God thing, because it may not be necessarily where he want us to be. And so when we may even get hurt and disappointed because we may think that, oh, this person's not putting me on this platform or may not be calling me to do here, do this, people have the right to change their minds.
Amen.
And if they didn't choose you, it's totally okay, because that means God allowed it to happen, which means that there's something to learn in that, because he allowed it to happen. And then the next thing is that it's because he may want you somewhere else. It's not, and that's why we have to always tap in to where God wants us to be and not get stuck in the validation of man because they chose us or didn't choose us. That our gifts will always make room for us, but we have to tap into God so we know what those gifts are if they haven't already been identified or revealed.
Amen. Yes, and amen. Yes, and amen. It's funny that you say that, because this is a part of the journey also when you're seeking the Lord. So when you're seeking the Lord for yourself, that's why it's important to seek the Lord for yourself. Because there are certain things that he may give you, right? And I'm just totally in agreement, but I'm processing at the same time.
Amen.
You know, there are certain things that he gives you, and as he gives them to you does not mean that it's for right now.
Correct.
And so I had to go through that journey, excuse me, and learn myself as I was going through the process. And I continue to just keep going and keep trusting in the Lord. But you are so right about, you know, the different platforms and people. Don't be a people pleaser. Be a God pleaser. And so I just, I've already wanted you to come back already before this show even started. So I'm just so grateful for you. Powerful information. And I don't know if there's anyone else that would like to say anything before I close us out in prayer, but this was truly a powerful, anointed call. And I'm just amazed, and I know that our listening audience is amazed as well. If you all would like to, you can share this with your friends and family that may not have been able to make it on today's show. Again, I'm just so grateful for you, Evangelist Sherry. I can't do it today.
Sharia.
I
think
know
of
your
Sherry
name.
With
your name.
Sherry with an A. You got it.
I know your name. It's just for some reason this morning it's not. It's So I'm honored again to have you. And if there's anyone else that would like to say anything.
Thank you again for the open door.
Yes.
Hi, Chanel. This is Evangelist Johnson again. God just dropped some in my spirit. And I just want to say this. This is what we call true prophecy. See, people sit back and they want somebody to call them out and say, oh, God, I'm going to bless you with this, and God wants you to do that. This is true prophecy. She has just given us some true prophecy as to what we need to be doing. We need to launch out into the deep and stop waiting on someone else to validate us. And go on, because God has already validated us, and do what God said do. And get with someone like what Sharia has, the workshop she's having or whatever she's doing, where you can learn. And you got to learn before you get out there and do a project. You can't just up and say, oh, I'm going to go out today and I'm going to start baking cakes. And you're not a baker. You first need to be around somebody that know how to make cake so they can teach you what ingredients to put in it. And God got somebody that can help you, and she's a person that can help you. I know, because I work with her. So we just got to launch out into the deep and know that this is what we call true prophecy, and not the prophecies that we look for with someone just calling us out and laying hands on us and telling us da-da-da-da-da going to happen and all this. You know, this is it. This is it. And
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is for today.
God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You. Every Elijah had an Elisha, right? And every Naomi has a Ruth.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless. Thank you for that.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and close us out in prayer. So Heavenly Father, I've come before you right now. Just thanking you for the opportunity that we have had today with great women of God and business owners and those who are listening, seeking, Lord, for more. I thank you, Lord, that you are just in the presence, in the midst right now, and I ask that you will continue to protect, provide, and be the healer, the guide, and all that you are to us. I ask for all of our families to be touched and protected always with a supernatural covering of protection. Lead us not into danger, Lord, but direct our paths, Father God. And may we be vessels among your people for your kingdom work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All
right.
God bless, God bless, God bless,
amen,
everyone.
Amen.
God bless. And until next time, everyone have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and be blessed always. Bye for now.